Sanbonani, welcome to African Story Magic with me, Gcinamhlophe, your guide on a journey through the wonders of African storytelling. African Story Magic is proudly brought to you by McDonald's Happy Meal Readers. Kwesukesukela.
Osi.
Sisanda's gift. This is a story I love about a beautiful young girl who lived with her parents and also her grandfather. She was very close to her grandfather. When she came back from school, she quickly changed and they played the games like umlabalaba. And she wanted so badly to win. And sometimes the grandfather laughed at her. Her parents worked at a game reserve. And it was amazing to hear about the different animals in the game reserves. The father came back with stories. The visitors who came from different countries who loved the big animals from the African continent. I'm talking lions, giraffes, buffaloes, hippopotamus, rhinoceros, cheetah, leopard. All of those animals, they were so excited to see these animals because they don't have them in their countries. They traveled from far and wide. Also, Sisanda loved sitting with her mother, dreaming about what she would do one day when she grew up. When she finished school, maybe she would become a doctor who assisted animals. One day, she came back from school and she was still playing with her grandfather. When Baba came back, upset, he came back early from work. He was so angry.
Hey, my daughter.
Sisanda said, why are you like this? It was terrible. A swarm of bees, we don't know where it came from. It attacked one of our mother giraffes. It has a little calf, and now it has died. Sisanda cried and cried like she had been there herself. She loved giraffes. By the time Mama came back and tried to comfort her, she was still crying. Mama cooked her favorite meal. She wouldn't eat. She just cried and cried, Sisanda. In the end, Mother decided to sit down and hold her tight and sing a lullaby. Mama sang and sang until Sisanda fell asleep. In the morning, she woke up. Mama, Baba, I think I do have an idea what to do for the young giraffe who lost his mother. Usokwenzenjani, I don't want to go to school today. Can I please go to work with you? The parents decided it's okay. She's been so upset. We will make sure that you go to school tomorrow. But today, come with us. You're not feeling good. We'll tell your friends. So, her friends reported at school that Sisanda wasn't feeling so good. Sisanda took her backpack, put something in the bag, and went with her parents. But grandfather wanted to see what is the special thing she had for the baby giraffe. So the grandfather went as well. So they walked all the way to the game reserve. And there was a big elephant watching them like it's curious. Hey, ngokengibone, what is that family gonna do now? What is that young girl hiding in that bag? Sisanda walked quietly and asked permission to go and sit close to the young giraffe who was looking so sad, pain written all over his eyes. Sisanda sat next to the fence on the floor. The parents stood back, her grandfather stood back, and Sisanda opened her bag. She took out a book and she read for the baby giraffe. The giraffe looked at Sisanda. It looked like it was listening, like it was understanding every word. As Sisanda read and read and read, she stretched out and waved at the young giraffe. The giraffe seemed to calm down. It lay down next to her. And finally, she waved it goodbye. She left. She felt like she had done something small to comfort the young giraffe after it had lost its mother. The following day, she went to school. And in the afternoon, did her homework and rushed over to go visit her friend, the young giraffe. Almost every day now, the tourists who came, they saw a young girl sitting next to a young giraffe reading a book. They thought, huh? I don't know, it's the first time I saw this. Here in Africa, you read to giraffes? They didn't ask any question, they just took pictures. The manager at the game reserve came. Sisanda, we like what you're doing. Looks like the young giraffe is taking to you. Thank you for your kindness. Do you want to give your friend maybe a name? Sisanda smiled. I think I can call him
Umtogozisi,
the one who brings me joy. Well, we accept that name. And so that's what happened. Every afternoon, Sisanda came back, had her lunch, did her homework. In the afternoon, went to spend time with her good friend, the giraffe, Umtogozisi, the one who brings joy. The teacher at school decided that maybe it was time for a school trip. What about all the grade 3 learners going to visit the game reserve to go and see who is this friend that brings joy to Sisanda? So they set a day and they all took a bus and they went to the game reserve. When they arrived at the game reserve, they were welcomed by the guides and they went and they sat in one place quietly watching and seeing this young giraffe. It seemed to have grown even stronger. And the grandfather wanted to be there. Sisanda's grandfather said, this is making history in our family. He came and sat down with the school children. The teacher sat down as well. There was even a photographer from a local newspaper. Sisanda opened the book that she had read to the giraffe the first time she came to visit. And she read this book. It was a beautiful little book. And the other people were watching. More tourists came, picture after picture. And the other children were so excited. They clapped their hands. They laughed. They said, we also like your friend, Umtogozisi. Can we also have times when we come almost every month to visit your friend? The manager at the game reserve said, okay, they are welcome to do so. And so Sisanda's gift was simple. A book, a beautiful story, and a little bit of love for one who had lost her mother. And that is the story that I enjoy. And when it came out in the newspapers, more and more people heard about it. They said, Sisanda is a compassionate and kind young girl. Tsotsosi iyaphela. That's where I rest my story. Share the magic with others. Find more stories in English and isiZulu on ecr.co.za under podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. African Story Magic is proudly brought to you by McDonald's Happy Meal Readers. Until next time, please stay magical. I'm Gcina Mhlophe. The story of Sisanda is a different one from the stories I often tell. It is a story about people being connected to the animals that are at a game reserve. Many times you find that our people, the people who were born in this continent, are separate from the game reserves, even if they work there, even if they live nearby. The tourists come to see the animals, not the people. It makes me feel good to connect the citizens, the locals, the community that live near game reserves, or the people that work there. And this young girl put that game reserve on the map and made sure that this giraffe is the star of the show, even though it started like a tragedy. I like Sisanda's gift, and it made other children, without somebody coming to do a lecture at a school, saying, just come and meet my friend. That's all I ask. And it makes me feel wonderful to think that young people, when they learn how to take care, how to be caring and loving towards animals that are part and parcel of nature, of our rich continent, they will grow up to spread the word, to do even more than what Sisanda has done.